Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Senate Republican leaders didn't invite Democrats to the negotiating table on policing reform, so Democrats blocked their bill last week. But the Senate GOP bill included many of the same goals as the bill House Democrats passed last week. But while Democrats want to ban chokeholds and no-knock drug warrants, Republicans merely want to use federal funding to compel police forces to wind those practices down. Virginia Republican Congressman Ben Klein says he's disappointed House Democrats went in alone.
The majority was more interested in a campaign talking point than actually making progress to address the issues, which are bipartisan.
On the other side of the Capitol, Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner is singing the same tune, though he's accusing Republican leader Mitch McConnell of cutting Democrats out of negotiations.
Doesn't feel like he's treating this issue with the attention that it deserves.
Virginia's other Democratic senator, Tim Kaine, says it's up to the GOP as to how to proceed, though he hopes Republican leaders encourage bipartisan negotiations going forward.
If they want it to be over, we can't force them to bring it up, but what they ought to do is empower some bipartisan folks.
So is policing reform over? Here's Republican Congressman Klein again.
No, because we had a lot of conversations, and there were a lot of conversations behind closed doors where you had the agreement there. You have the Democrats agreeing to come to the table and compromise on the issues.
But with November quickly approaching, the congressional calendar is shrinking by the day. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.